213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio en direct avec nous, Mr. Tommy Clufetos. Hi Tommy, nice to meet you.
Hello Perry, hello France, hello Harris, good to be here, my pleasure.
Yes, how are you man?
I'm doing excellent, but I'm better by the minute.
Yes, ok, en direct avec nous, Mr. Tommy Clufetos, le batteur de Ozzy Osbourne de Black Sabbath, dans son projet Tommy's Rock Trip. Ce soir, il est là pour vous présenter donc son premier album qui sortira le 7 mai prochain. Il est en direct on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, émission 213 Rock. Tommy, it's a great pleasure for talking to you tonight on 213 Rock. This is the name of the show and the name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, and thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Pleasure to be heard, to be here, to be alive.
Okay. Tommy, what a great idea you had, because we needed a good rock and roll album in these difficult times to bring us some joy and in our days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was a great idea. Maybe it was just boredom that I finally decided to make my own album because nothing was going on. And in doing so, you know, I like real rock and roll, and I tried my damnedest just to make a straight-ahead rock and roll record the way I kind of like to be it and the way I want to hear it. So I enjoyed making it. I enjoyed how it came out. I was happy with it came out, and I like what I did. And if other people also enjoy it, that's a bonus. So if people enjoy listening to it and it kind of gets them going in the morning, then that's more than I could ask for.
Effectivement, quelle bonne idée qu'il a eue. Alors lui, il pose la question, il ne sait pas s'il a une bonne idée. En tout cas, il n'avait rien à faire en ce moment. Il s'est dit, tiens, je vais faire un bon album de rock'n'roll, parce que c'est de ça qu'il vit, effectivement. C'est sa situation. C'est le rock'n'roll. Et en même temps, donc, il avait envie de proposer quelque chose de bien rock et de bien à lui, quoi. And honestly, you were right, because we are sick of the situation of COVID-19 at this moment. It's a nightmare for us. And you bring some good rock and roll music for our joy, for in our days. Oh yeah,
beautiful. I love it. Perfect. Yeah.
Yes, Tommy. The main idea of the album "Beat Up" by Rock and Roll was to give you your version of a rock and roll style.
I'd say so. Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to cut out a lot of the bullshit that, excuse my language, BS that's you know, goes down when making a record. You know, all my favorite records are kind of just kind of maybe four guys playing in a room together, and the production, although it's important to me, most important is the performance of those musicians playing in a room together. So we did it really the old school way of, there was no cutting and pasting or no click tracks. You know, all the amps were in the room and we were blasting our faces off just like we were playing a gig or playing in a rehearsal room. We didn't even wear headphones. It was that old school. So I was more concerned about the musicians having a good performance, capturing that performance in a room, versus the technology getting in the way of the musicians doing so. And I don't really get a chance to do that whenever I record for other people. So that was maybe the only real goal that I set out to do, was really just capture a good music playing live. And I think I did so. And I think there's a different vibe and a different attitude because of that.
Different vibe, different attitude. C'est comme ça qu'il le dit ce soir. Ils se sont réunis avec quatre potes dans leur studio, dans un studio. Et puis en même temps, ils ont commencé à jouer. Ils ont essayé de capturer cette énergie pour faire ce premier album dans une bonne vibe. En tout cas, c'est ça qu'il faut en tirer l'essentiel déjà cette première question concernant le premier album, le Beat Up by Rock and Roll de Tommy Clufetos. Et ça tue, ça déchire. Le Tommy's Rock Tip. Et je vous dis, ce disque, il est vraiment très très bon, quoi. And Tommy, Beat Up by Rock and Roll is a great album in the tradition of the great old ones as AC/DC, Rush Tattoo, Anoy Rock, Steppenwolf. Wow, awesome.
Hey, you just put me in good company. I like you already. I really appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much. And that's kind of what I was going for. So you hit it on the head there.
Ouais, effectivement, c'est avec ça qu'il a grandi, hein, les AC/DC, les Rush Tattoo, Anoy Rock, c'est tout. Steppenwolf, c'est ce qu'il aime, c'est ça. C'est dans cette vibe-là, quoi. And Tommy, I remember when I got the first single track, got to play some rock and roll, I was in my car. I was very surprised and I thought to myself that the production is huge and very natural. Wow.
Good. That's what we were aiming for. I hope you put the pedal to the metal and started speeding up when you heard that.
Yes, and somebody and the cops flashed me in my car. I need to pay.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I need to pay 200 of tax of that. 200 bucks of tax.
Yeah, I mean the you know, I like music with energy. So I really wanted to capture, you know, energy and all those great bands that you mentioned before. They, you know, there was a little more energy in their playing. And I think that's kind of lost in today's, you know, overproduced music where everything's so, you know, literally in sync with each other. You're missing that push and pull that makes the music move a little bit. You know, all our great favorite music, it's not perfect and it's not supposed to be perfect. You know, perfection can actually ruin rock and roll. So it's not a perfect album. It's not all in tune. It's not all in time. But I was trying to capture a vibe, and I think I did that. At least to my ears, I did that. So in my head, it was successful.
Effectivement, l'essentiel de l'album, c'était pas d'être parfait ou quoi que ce soit. C'était juste du bon rock and roll, quoi. Lui, ce qu'il avait besoin, c'est de capturer une bonne vibe. C'est ça qu'il précise. Capturer une bonne vibe, avoir beaucoup d'énergie. Donc je vous dis, hein, vous le connaissez, le single, on l'a joué pendant des semaines, le Gotta Play Some Rock and Roll, il déchire. Je me souviens très bien lorsque je l'ai écouté comme ça dans la voiture la première fois, j'étais très surpris, je me suis dit waouh, comment ça déchire et comment ça tue. Et effectivement, il faut faire attention parce qu'on appuie assez sévèrement sur la pédale accélérateur et les radars ils risquent de vous capter, quoi, en même temps, quoi. And the songs of the album are really different from each other. For example, Welcome to the Show and its killer intro riff. Or you got the cash, I got the flash, I'm motivated to play air guitar, I want to move my body at home, man.
Yeah, well, you kind of want, if they're all really, really straight ahead heavy, then the next one isn't as heavy. So, you know, there's some tunes that are heavier than others, but they're all rock and roll. And some of them are, I would maybe slightly use the term, they have an underlying bluesy sound to them. And all great music should have a little underlying blues sound to it, because that's really where my ear goes. And that's the kind of music I like. I like rock and roll that's infused with a little bit of blues. So I think that comes out, you know, and me being from Detroit, you know, is really the home of rock and roll and that kind of style. You know, I live in Los Angeles now, and it's a way different vibe and take on music in Los Angeles than where I came from. So I wanted to bring some of those elements that I enjoy or and grew up and breathed and ate the ingredients of the Motor City into my own music. And I just can't help it, because that's where my playing goes. It's all about Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and Fats Domino. This is the music that I grew up on. You know, I didn't learn rock and roll from British music like most of my peers, whether it be, you know, generations older than me learning music from the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, or a few generations later learning it from Led Zeppelin and Sabbath. I learned it from the roots. I learned it from blues. I learned it from Elmore James and Chuck Berry and Jimmy Reed and Freddie King. And I'm a student and I'm a fan of that type of music. Mm-hmm. And all great music has roots in those genres. You know, it all goes back to the blues, and I listen to that kind of music. And of course, maybe you don't, on the surface, you don't hear it, but when you get down to it, it's all that. And my drumming is kind of from a hyped up version of that. And my music is too. So, I mean, there's nothing beats the real rock and roll. So I just wanted to get, hopefully try to get a little taste of that in there. And I think I did.
Mais oui, effectivement, qu'il a réussi à le faire. Alors, il a expliqué beaucoup de choses, notamment dans ses styles et ses différentes influences, hein. Vous avez entendu, c'est très varié, hein. Ça va des Rolling Stones, ça va de Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry. Donc, il a énormément d'influences. Il habite à Los Angeles. Donc, il y a différents styles à Los Angeles. Donc, il s'en imprègne. Il a aussi un côté blues qu'il veut donner à cet album. Il y a beaucoup de choses. Il y a énormément d'émotions, comme il le dit. Et il a essayé de maximiser un petit peu toute tout ce qu'il aime, il a essayé de le poser dans les titres, effectivement, quoi. Donc, je vous dis, il a vraiment une très, très grande culture, et ça se ressent direct à l'écoute de cet album, quoi. And Tommy, a few days ago was released the second single track, Make Me Smile. You added something different, I think.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a different song than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's definitely more of kind of a blues rock song. And I think it kind of makes you, I mean, the song is called Make Me Smile, and I think it has a, versus a pummeling you over the head riff, it's kind of a summertime fun rock and roll song about your lady, you know, and I wasn't afraid to do that. I wasn't afraid to call the song Make Me Smile, because music should also, rock and roll should also be fun, and it should be for girls, meaning, you know, I don't want to play for a bunch of guys. If girls start dancing and enjoy your music, you're on to something versus a bunch of guys banging their heads. So it needs to be sexy too, to me. And to me, that's kind of a sexy rock and roll song that I can, you know, I have the ultimate sexy woman who I wrote that song about, my wife. So if she likes it, I like it. And if it makes girls boogie, that's what it's all about.
Ok, effectivement, hein, donc il y a ce second single qui est sorti il y a quelques jours, notamment Make Me Smile. C'est un titre plutôt, comme il le dit, sexy rock and roll, qui est fait aussi que vous avez l'impression de voir une super belle nana en train de danser et tout. C'est un peu cet esprit là c'est l'esprit qu'il a voulu donner à ce titre, toujours dans un style blues rock song notamment. Et puis en même temps, ouais, quel plaisir de l'écouter, quoi. Vraiment quel plaisir, quoi. And Tommy, would you release maybe a third video clip before the album release?
Third video, I don't think there's going to be one more single
mm-hmm.
coming out. I don't think we're going to do any more videos, but you got to call the record company and tell them to give you a bigger so we can do it.
Yeah, okay. I hesitate between Do It Again or Kid Blood. I like both of them.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool. I'm glad you actually listened to it. I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed it. You know, I really just made it for myself just as an experiment if I could do it. I've never done it before. I've never written my own music. I've never written a song before. I never wrote lyrics before. And, you know, 12 songs later, I was actually happy with the experiment. And I proved to myself that I could do it. You know, it's not Sgt. Pepper's or anything, but I wasn't trying to do that. I just wanted to make something that I would enjoy. And to me, it was a home run when it came to that. And on top of it, if you enjoy it and a few other people out there enjoy it, that's more than I could ask for. Because I don't take it too seriously. I'm not really a solo artist. I don't look at it as that. It's just kind of a rock and roll band under my umbrella playing music. And the musicians on the album did a great job. And I corralled them into the style that I was demanding to get, because not everybody plays in that vein. But these guys got what I wanted to do, and I chose them wisely. And I was very proud of the way that everybody performed on the album.
Il est très très content de tous ses membres qui ont joué dans cet album. Comme tout à l'heure, je lui ai posé la question, est-ce que il y a possibilité d'avoir un troisième clip? Il me dit, bah écoute, demande directement à la maison de disques, peut-être qu'ils vont te répondre. Et en même temps, je lui dis ouais, parce que j'ai quand même, il y a deux titres qui sont très bons, qui sont quand même assez différents du reste de l'album, qui sont Do It Again et Kid Blood. Ce sont vraiment deux très bons titres, effectivement. Et oui, c'est le côté un peu plus expérimenté, c'est un côté qui développe de lui-même, qui il expérimente, il aime expérimenter. Il aime tester des nouvelles choses, c'est ça. Grosso modo, en fait, c'est que cet album-là, il y en a pour tous les goûts. C'est du bon rock, il y a du blues, il l'a expliqué. Il a différentes influences à l'intérieur. Et c'est juste, c'est du bon rock'n'roll, comme il dit, quoi. En direct avec nous, Mr. Tommy Clufetos. Oui, il est là en direct pour son nouveau projet, enfin son premier projet, Beat Up by Rock'n'Roll, Tommy's Rock Trip. Voici le track listing. L'album, lui, démarre avec Heavy Load. Ensuite, en 2, Welcome to the Show. En 3, You Got the Cash, I Got the Flash. En 4, Make Me Smile. En 5, Do It Again. En 6, Kid Blood. En 7, Don't Be Afraid. En 8, Beat Up by Rock'n'Roll. En 9, Gotta Play Some Rock'n'Roll. En 10, The Longevity. Et en 11, Power of Three. Tommy, just before the end, please. What do you remember about Paris show with Ozzy Osbourne in 2010 and Black Sabbath Paris in 2013 and Hellfest 2014 and the 2016 in the Hellfest? Wow, a lot of great dates.
What do I remember? I do remember Paris is a beautiful France. We love coming there. We always have great shows at the Bercy there and in Clisson, France at the Hellfest. What an amazing event they throw. You know, hopefully coming up, they'll... Are they doing it this year? Is there any plans? Or are they waiting till 2022?
Ok, effectivement, qui s'en souvient très très bien des shows à Paris, à Bercy, avec Ozzy en 2010 et Black Sabbath en 2013 pour tourner d'adieu. Ensuite, le Hellfest 2014 et 2016. Ouais, grand moment en tout cas. Très très grand moment. And I hope you all coming back, man.
We love coming there and French people know how to rock and they always go nuts. So we love coming there. We love the feedback. We love the audiences. I love the audiences. I love coming to your beautiful country, eating your beautiful food, wonderful food, and looking at your beautiful women. So it's a beautiful thing. We just can't say enough about it. And those great gigs at the Bercy and Hellfest can't be beat.
Ok, alors qu'en fait vous avez entendu, hein, il a hâte de revenir en France, enfin tout le monde a hâte de revenir en France pour les différentes raisons qu'il a soulevées en tout cas. We are in the mood for rock and roll, Tommy. Please, do you have a message for the audience tonight?
Stay healthy, stay positive, we're going to get through this and we can't wait to get out there and play music for you and do what we're all supposed to be doing. And I know everybody is going to go extra nuts when the gates are open. We can't wait to see you.
Thank you very much. Retrouvez Tommy Clofetos dans sa page Facebook, le Tommy's Rock Trip. Ensuite sur Instagram, Tommy's Rock Trip. Tommy, thank you very much for this live interview.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Eric. All my best to you.
Yes, tout de suite en musique, got to play some rock and roll. Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio 213 secondes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Rock Scene Television. Move a little closer to the tube. Turn up that volume dial and get ready for the cosmic and heavy sound that is Tommy's Rock Trip.
Got a happy sound, it's ringing in my ear. No struggle just to hear you speak. Oh well, my body is always aching and my legs are sometimes weak. I'm having trouble getting to sleep. The ringing is so high, somehow I will get by. Good thing I can't even whine. Seems like the days are going slower when the weeks are passing by. I've lost all concept of time.
just to hear you say.